Big man.
Broadcasting live from the City of the Angels, your native Los Angelina now throws open the gates to rock and roll paradise. Spinning the platters that matter, no wasted chatter, only the best guests and later for the rest. She's ready to scratch some boss wax from the hits to the misses. You dig her cool sonic kisses. Stay on the beam with the queen of the scene, the slick chick with the picks that click. She's at the mic with the sounds you like. That's right, hipsters, groovers, movers, and shakers. There ain't no maybe. It's your very own 45 RPM jet jockey, Miss Angel Baby.
Step it up and go.
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 Well, you can't stay here. I swear you got to step it up and go. Well, I've got a man. He's lonely low. He used to love me, but he don't no more. You got to step it up and go. You got to step it up and go.
Well, early in the morning, The music won't never stop. Roll over, Beethoven. 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 Dig this rhythm and blues.
Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and I got my man Dick Blackburn in the studio. I haven't done a show in a while, so was able to really go all out this time with some of our hottest and best recent 7-inch scores. Did you say so?
I would say so.
And we kicked off with a pretty killer gal cover set, and you just heard Playmates by The Regents on Blue Cat, which is a Canadian group. Kay Kaiser and Mitchell Ayers first recorded this in 1940, followed by several country renditions and a rockabilly version by Daryl Feltz on the Dixie label.
But this is certainly the weirdest one.
And it had a really good hysterical guy in the background.
Doing that false bass. And I guess Lieber and Stoller must have really dug this because it's one of the few things they put out on their label, Blue Cat, that wasn't their own thing, so they must have picked it up somewhere and just thought it was the coolest and just threw it on their label.
Well, it was the coolest. And then before that was Roll Over Beethoven by Helen Dixon on Vic covering Chuck Berry. And then starting the set was You Can't Stay Here, in parentheses, Step It Up and Go. That was Pearl Reeves and the Concords on Harlem out of New York City, and a blues standard recorded first as Bottle It Up and Go by the Memphis Jug Band in the 1920s and as Step It Up and Go by Blind Boy Fuller in 1940.
Yeah, and
so
I think
girls rocking it out there for you.
And I think Rose Maddox did a cover of Step It Up and Go too, so a lot of people did it. Anyway, good set. Good gal set.
Good way to start it off.
Yes, of course. I know you partial to
get back into
them.
The swing of things.
Yes, I know you partial to those gal records.
I am.
Well, we got one of them in this coming up set, too. This is a set. This has really had to cudgel my brains to come up with this one. A set that has you in the title of all the songs. Brilliant.
I helped you out, though.
Yeah, you did.
I had to tweak it a bit.
You tweaked it. You did tweak it. So we're going to start off with a guy who did two records on OK. This is one of them. His name is Lloyd Fatman, and he's doing something called Where You Been.
You came home late last night. Now you know that ain't right. One eye red, the other green. The saddest sight I've ever seen. Now where you been? I said, where you been? I'll give you one more chance, but best not do it again. If you knew how you looked from now on, you'd be good.
Best I guess I'll be on my way. Check you later, I'll see you from another day. Check you later, I gotta make it with the in crowd. Check you later, I'll see you around a half to a while. Check you later, check you later, check you later, we're gonna have a party. I gotta pick my baby up at 8. Check you later, I don't wanna be too late. Check you later, everybody do the jerk and twine. Check you later, shotgun, yeah, do the jerk twine. Well, I guess I'll be on my way. Check you later, I'll see you come another day. Check you later, everybody's with me in crowd. Check you later, we'll see you around a half to a while. Check you later, check you later, check you later, we're gonna have a party. Check you later, wow, you know what I mean. Check you later, everybody having a good time. Check you later, they're doing the jerk and twine. Check you later, check you later, check you later, we're gonna have a party. Check you later, check you later, we're gonna have a party.
Righto, check you later. Eddie and Gene and the Nightcaps on the Tonjo label. I don't know where that's out of. I'm guessing East Coast by the look of it, but I don't know. Before that, Eloise, You Should Have Treated Me Right. And that's on Wand. It was written by Ike Turner, and maybe Ike and Tina actually recorded this one themselves, perhaps on the Sioux label. I'm not sure. Or they were meant to and didn't. And it's just, interesting that it's just a one... first name artist here, Eloise. The only Eloise that I know that could go by the first name was that little white chick that was running around in the plaza in that book by Kay Thompson. This is definitely not that Eloise. Okay, and at the top of the set, where you been? Lloyd Fat Man on OK. Also, well, that is from the New York area, as is Wand.
Next up, I've got a grandparents tribute set. In the time I've been off the air, both of my grandparents passed away. My grandmother, Marion, had a larger-than-life personality, always with flaming red hair and nails to match. Being a supporter of the arts, she always encouraged my artistic endeavors, and I tape recorded her telling her life experiences when she had just turned 90, and she almost made it to 100. I'm going to kick off this grandparent set with a segment highlighting how unconventional she was.
I thought, that's strange. Where did he come from? And before I know it, he turns around and pulls a gun and said, give me the company's money. And I said, I don't have it. What makes you think that I would take it home? He said, I watched you take it home every night. I said, well, I didn't take it home last night, and I really didn't have it with me. But he was just like one of the boys that I had dates with, so I wasn't afraid. I said, besides which, you have a lot of nerve scaring me the way you did. I said, you get out of this hallway right now. And we walked out of the hallway together, and I walked to work, and he got into a car and went someplace else. And what do you know, the next day he calls me and he said, this is your robber friend, would you have a date with me? And I said, no. He said, well, you know I'm going to marry you. I said, no, you're not. Well, he bothered me, and his big brother came around and bothered me, and even his father called me and said, I said, how could your son be in love with me? I never went out with him. I never had anything to do with him. I never said six words to him except what I did in love. Hallway, and he finally left. He used to send, and then he was sent to jail. Yeah, he was caught robbing, was sent to jail, and wrote me letters from jail. And my mother got those letters, and she said, who is this? So I told her about my robbery. That was a highlight in my life.
Well, sounds like a lot of excitement.
Yeah, that was very
robbery
exciting.
Turned robbery. Love with story.
Gun. With a gun, yeah, and a love story. Oh, yeah, he was.
Too bad you don't have the letters anymore.
Oh, my mother threw them away.
Oh, she did. Think.
She said, where have you got anything to do with anybody in the Cook County Jail?
Well, I said to Granny, old and thin, ain't had a kiss since I don't know when. She grabbed a stranger passing by, said, let's go, Daddy, before I die. You ought to see Grandma Rock. You ought to see Grandma Rock. She got everybody jumping in our block. You ought to see Grandma Rock. And you ought to see Grandma Rock. You ought to see Grandma Rock. She got everybody jumping in our block. You ought to see Grandma Rock. Well, she grabbed Grandpa from his rocking chair. Said, let's go, Daddy, don't be a square. He hit the floor, let out a moan. About three shakes, he was gone, gone. You ought to see Grandma Rock. You ought to see Grandma Rock. She got everybody jumping in our block. You ought to see Grandma Rock. Slow down. He can't find a bottom strong enough to satisfy her when she strikes her stepper. You ought to see Grandma Rock. You ought to see Grandma Rock. She got everybody jumping in our block. You ought to see Grandma Rock. Rock, rock, Grandma rocking, yeah. Rock, rock, Grandma rocking, yeah. Rock, rock.
Dawn. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock, roll, rock. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock, roll, rock good night.
that rock and roll show. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock, roll, rock. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock, roll, rock tonight. Rockin' square and style. Grandma said, now all you people, Grandpa's old, but he's not feeble. He's a good man, but he's not lazy. But like you cats, he's rock and roll crazy. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll rock. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll. Grandpa's gonna rock and roll rock tonight.
Grandpa's Rock. That was Trailblazers with vocal by Ray Darden on Watson.
And there's some pretty exemplary hot picking on that thing. A couple of breaks, all good.
Which is good for my grandfather, Murray. He was born in 1925 in Los Angeles and raised here and was a real lover of the city. He, along with my grandma, would take us grandkids out on the weekends in their Cadillac to explore L.A. And Dick and I would sit with him to hear his stories.
He would tell, yeah, he'd tell some great stories. And one of the things, any time I would ever speak to him for more than, say, 5 minutes, he would get on the subject of how L.A. got hammered for supposedly not having culture. And he would say, don't let anyone tell you that Los Angeles doesn't have culture. We've had culture from the beginning. We've had opera, ballet, we've had art museums. You know, he'd go on and on with that thing. And you want me to tell that story about at the house when he was
with his sisters?
With his sisters?
You can go ahead. Well, it's a good story.
Yeah, he was living, I think, near Adams at that time, which was right on the cusp of sort of getting down market. It was a classy sort of Victorian place at one time, and it was sort of changing over. And there were some homes of ill repute, or houses of ill repute, around the neighborhood, not right on his block, but close by. Anyway, it was summer when this story was taking place, and they had a veranda that went around the entire house. And he had, how many sisters did he have? Five sisters? He had a good amount of them.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
Let's say five sisters, and they were all sitting out on the rockers in the veranda, rocking back and forth because it was hot weather, and a car came up with some gentlemen that were looking for a good time, and they came in the house, and they thought that the sisters were for sale. And when he told me that story, he'd just go, he just would cackle away. He thought that was the funniest thing, how his sisters were mistaken.
I thought they asked how much they were.
Yeah, how much does it cost for these gals out here?
Something like that, yeah.
Like that, yeah. So, yeah, he would, you know, he'd tell you all about the silent movie days and Max Sennett and shooting movies. And he really grew up with the city in a way.
Yeah. Before that was Grandma, Long John Hunter on Yucca out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. And then kicking off that set again, you ought to see Grandma Rock, Skeets McDonald. Oh, I didn't actually announce that, did I? There was the recording. So you ought to see Grandma Rock, Skeets McDonald on Capitol. Lead guitar was Eddie Cochran. And I think Grandma would have really appreciated that record.
Yeah, it's interesting. When we were putting this set together, we found so many Grandpa and Grandma rocking records.
I don't know what it is about Granny and Grandpa.
Well, I guess it was just the idea that rock and roll just affected the young and old, and even babies, all those baby rocking baby ones, and rocking everybody, you know. Everybody dug rock and roll.
Wherever they are, that's for them.
There we go. Well, our next set is Cowboys and Indians. I'm going to start this thing off from Spring, Ohio on the Carl label. Little Dickie Chafin and the Cheyenne Cowboys doing something called Princess Whitefoot. Thank you.
which was a princess as pretty as can be. Her hair was black and wavy, a pretty sight to see. Her dad, the chieftain of the tribe, as fierce as they came, killed any man that thought of changing Whitefoot's name. If I had a chance to live my life the way I could, I would fall in love with you, Princess, I really would. If I were an all-white horse, I know where I would be. Beside of you, loving you, that's the place for me. I loved his daughter, Whitefoot, very much. He said, you'll have to fight for her to prove your love is such. And now the fight is over, the princess is my wife. We'll strive to be happy the rest of our lives. If I had a chance to live my life the way I could, I would fall in love with you, princess, I really would. If I were an all-white horse, I know where I would be. Beside of you, loving you, that's the place for me.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger.
There they were, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, out in the middle of a big, wide prairie, with emptiness all around. Well, they were just riding along on their horses, and they happened to look up to notice that they were surrounded by about 10 million mean-looking Indians. Big, mean, ugly Indians. Well, Tonto was getting pretty worried.
looked at those Indians and he turned to Lone Ranger and he said, yeah. Hi-ho, hi-ho, Silver. 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 Oh, ride, 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 ride. Hey, hi-ho, hi-ho,
Hi-Ho Silver by the Mark IV on the Continental label out of Arkansas. And I just have a feeling that those verses that they were singing, I bet that they were much dirtier when they were doing them for all the assorted Razorback frat parties. And this guy's must have been performing for that. Must have been a big number down at that time. Anyway, of course, we heard the introduction to the Adventures of the Lone Ranger that any and all people that were, I don't know, war babies or baby boomers grew up with that sound. The Lone Ranger actually started in Detroit, Michigan on the radio. And the guy who played Tonto, interesting little factoid, was a guy trained at RADA, Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. So he went from saying stuff like, hang out our banners on the outward walls, to, Kimosabe, three men come to town, like that. So I don't know. But I guess, you know, the pay was good, so he must have been cool with it. Before that, Uprising by the Glenn Tells on SNR. Don't know where this label is from, no clue. And at the top of the set is previously announced Princess Whitefoot with that old miscegenation deal with the Native Americans and the white settlers, starting, I guess, with, who was it starting with? Pocahontas, I guess, you know, back then. Princess Whitefoot with Little Dickie Chafin and the Cheyenne Cowboys on the Carl label. And that's the Cowboys and Indians set.
Which we love those. They're always welcome here.
Really?
You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and I got my man, Dick Blackburn, here. Next up, we've got two nursery rhymes and one fairy tale. Another kind of record we're always picking up, no matter how dumb. But these aren't dumb. These are pretty rockin'. So we're going to kick this off with Gene Vincent on UK Columbia doing Humpity Dumpity.
Set that up. times that poor little girl was lonely because she didn't know how to dance. Then I found her godmother, taught her with the magic wand. You would have been surprised by opening up eyes. Told her child went wild.
A very old man, Old King Cole was his name. Well, King Cole was a very old fool, a very old fool he was. He went to a town, a very little town. He went to a Texas town where he met a young girl, a very young girl. He said that he loved her, he never would leave her. And old King Cole was a very old fool, that big fool he was. Well, old King Cole was a very old fool, a big fool he was. All right. All right, come on. Very old fool, a very old fool he was. He went to a town, a very little town. He went to a Texas town where he met a young girl, a very young girl. He said that he loved her, he never would leave her. And that very old man would never come back. He would never come back. Well, that very old man would never come back. Would never come back. All right, let's go now. Well, he met a young girl, a very young girl. He said that he loves her, he never would leave her. And a very old man would never come back, would never come back. Well, a very old man would never come back, would never come back. He would never come back.
Old King Cole, that was the Arrows on New Sound out of Belgium, and it's got a really cool picture sleeve, which we'll be uploading with the podcast. Before that was Cinderella by Chris Kenner on Instant out of New Orleans, and she didn't know how to dance, but her fairy godmother helped her with that.
Yeah, I know. I know you've been bugging me to get you the DVD of the Walt Disney Cinderella.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she doesn't dance like that in the features you might imagine.
And unfortunately, I don't have a fairy godmother who can teach me how to dance like that.
Wow, yeah.
And kicking off that set again was Humpty Dumpty Gene Vincent.
And that was not produced by Joe Meek, but a real good track anyway. He produced one of the Gene Vincent records when Gene was in England. But this wasn't it. But this is still a pretty cool one. And just want to say that the Belgians are pretty amazing, because people are getting hip to the fact that they perhaps did more good rock and records during the late 50s, early 60s than any other country except for maybe the UK. They were, and those records will be playing more Belgian rockers as the shows go on. Anyway, we have a command set, people commanding other people to do whatever. The first one is something called Shape Up. It comes from Vidalia, Georgia. So not only this fabulous Sweet Onions come from Vidalia, Georgia, but also the Gala label. And this guy's name is Otis White, and he's got his band, the Hill Rockers, and they're doing Shape Up.
Shape up, baby, shape up. You act like a pup. You can't rock, you can't roll, you can't even satisfy my soul. Said shape up, baby, shape up, shape up, baby, shape up. I said, come on, baby, 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 shape up. Now you've heard the saying, time's going too fast. Baby, you're just a living the past. I want you to go, go, go. Baby, quit. Shape up, baby, shape up, shape up, baby, shape up. I say, come along, baby, 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 shape up. Shape up now. Are doing so fine. You got rock and roll on your mind. Now put your feet down on the floor and wiggle just a little bit more, more, more. Say, shape up, baby, shape up, shape up, baby, shape up. I say, come along, baby, 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 shape up.
Chef 44, I gotta straighten my bow tie for I knock on.
What a workout. Anyway.
And to listen to it.
And to listen to it. Yeah, Wearing Yow. Go Get 'Em by the Chevys and the Premiers. And that was on the Intern label out of Salem, Virginia. On the label it says, featuring Alice Spinner. What did Alice do? If she was blowing that crazy sax,
That'd be really cool.
I would have liked to have seen that show. Anyway, before that, The Sorrows from the UK on Piccadilly, Let Me In, great UK group. And at the top of the set, as previously announced, Vidalia George's own Gala label had Otis White and the Hill Rockers doing Shape Up, and they were all commands.
Tough set.
Tough set.
I guess you're
baby.
Just going to blast the listeners away.
Blast them out till next time.
She's gone away, but she'll be back. She's gone away, but she'll be back. Because I know she loves me, know she loves me. She's gone away, but she'll be back. Her kisses taste like cherry wine. She makes cold chills run down my spine. Because I know she loves me, know she loves me. She's gone away, but she'll be back.
You've been lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby. Check out the next installment at my podcast page. Slip Between the Sheets with yours truly and my co-host, Dr. Knott, also at my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. That's all from me, folks, and I hope you have a rockin' week.
Thank you kindly, that's all. I'm through. The rest of this recording is up to you.